Hello, and welcome to Escape Pod. I'm Steve Ely. So, Anna and I have a nice house in the suburbs outside Atlanta. It's bigger than we need, but it looks great, and there's a really nice view. When we bought the house and moved in, we learned that there was a strange man still living here. We haven't learned his name yet, or what he's doing here. When we asked, the seller's agent said, "He's just part of the house. Don't worry about him. Odds are you'll never notice him." That's true some of the time. But it is a little distracting when my wife and I are in the bedroom, and he's standing in the corner, watching us and mumbling into the phone. I don't think he's speaking English, though it's hard to tell because he mumbles. It could be Portuguese. He follows me around, too. Sometimes he closes the door behind me, and that's considerate. Sometimes he closes the door I just opened, before I can walk through it, and holds up a sign that says, "A door needs your permission to continue. If you open this door, please continue. Kitchen door. Continue. Cancel." Once he did that 4 times for the same door. Eventually, I decided I just didn't need to go into the basement after all. I think we finally managed to stop him from kicking the dog out of the house. He kept leaving notes about an unsigned mammal, and we had to convince him that we do have papers for the dog. She's a pedigreed Cardigan Welsh Corgi, and even if she was a mutt, we'd still want her in the family and in the house. But mostly it's okay. We no longer mind him turning the TV off randomly when we're watching tapes of old shows. We didn't have proper proof that we taped those shows, and it's probably better for us to watch less TV anyway. And when he stops me at various times to frisk me and go through the contents of my pockets, well, that's just being friendly, right? How many people have weird guys in their house that care that much about them? So yeah, he isn't really a problem. And if he ever becomes a problem, I could just partition my house in half and redecorate one side, live there exclusively. Maybe with an Antarctic motif, lots of penguins. That would be a bit stark, though. Did I mention the house looks great? And that's my opinion of Windows Vista.